One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your open mind.
Raylan Allen, and I am talking with Will, who is the channel for cosmic awareness. And hopefully Will has done what he needs to do to bring cosmic awareness through. And if you want to ask a question, you send it to Radio Question. That's RadioQuestion at mindspring.com. I'm probably not going to have time to check the chat room for questions because they go up too quickly and I'll miss them in there. So if you've got one that you want me to answer or you want Cosmic Awareness to answer, the best would be either to call in or send it to radioquestion@mindspring.com. And here is our call-in number. If you've got unlimited long distance, call 208-935-0094. And if you don't have unlimited long distance, call 888-747-1968. And hello, am I speaking with Will or am I speaking with Cosmic Awareness?
That at this time the preparations have been completed, that this is that force that is known as Cosmic Awareness and is available to answer your questions.
And I have a number of questions from readers that are already here. How does Abraham and Emerald Tablets fit in with your information?
That the source known as the Emerald Tablets, the individual historically known as Abraham, are indeed aspects of consciousness that are channelers or channeled information that this awareness has given throughout the annals of time and human development. They always match the time frame and the level of consciousness that is available at that time. In other words, the information that was given to Abraham for his leadership was in the form of information that was accessible to him, understandable by him, and relevant to him and to his people. It would not have been information of the sort that this awareness is presently giving through its various sources, such as the interpreter Will Berlinghoff. The Emerald Tablets, of course, contain much of the arcane understanding, truth, and wisdom, the ancient wisdom that is being released at this time once again. This works together to be the voice of awareness at those times through those individuals.
And so the Emerald Tablets have been discovered and they are available for us now?
That while they have been discovered, they are not yet readily available. Some of the information is being released. There are certain individuals who have the Emerald Tablets, but it is a very guarded secret and the information very guarded. It is unfortunate that it has not yet progressed to a time when the information and understanding, the knowledge and the wisdom of the Emerald Tablets can be fully released, but it is quickly moving to that point.
Okay. What do you say about God?
This is an interesting question in that many have a very highly charged attitude or opinion of God. Strictly speaking, this awareness does not channel the information or energy of the Christian concept of God that is at a lower level. This awareness indeed channels the energy of the God force, the Godhead, God Almighty, divine creator and source of all that permeates everything. That this is the highest level of Godhood, of God consciousness, and this awareness is from that source. It is not the source, it is from below that source. It is as if that the 13th dimension is the God Almighty Supreme Deity of the God Force. This awareness comes from the 12th.
And what about the God that the Hebrews called Jehovah? Who was that?
That this entity was from the planet Mars. He was part of a extraterrestrial force that was Orion Reptilian, that which this awareness calls the Orion Reptilian faction. And that as the events on Mars unfolded, as that planet, which is known as Marduk, which was destroyed, as that occurred, there was a faction that came to the planet Earth, that Jehovah was a war leader to these people, that when they came to the planet Earth, known to them already, that there was a power struggle with other extraterrestrial beings who were on the planet, that the entity Jehovah created a mythos around himself. He became a god, exposing himself to certain people, the Israelites, and with people such as Moses, declared himself as the supreme and ultimate God. That he was not a God as this awareness has described, the ultimate God Almighty. It was more due to his technologies and his superior knowledge that he was able to declare himself a God to the primitive peoples around him. This is, of course, heretical to those who would hold God as the supreme being, the Christian concept of Jehovah as being the supreme being, but this is as it was.
Now, there is a god in Roman mythology. He's the king of the gods, and his name is Jove. He's represented by Jupiter, not Mars. Is there any connection between Jove and Jehovah?
That there is indeed a connection. And that the original pantheon of gods, the pantheon of gods of the Greeks and the Romans, were again extraterrestrial beings who often battled with each other, and that Jove, Jehovah, were one and the same god. That in the Greek pantheon, there were many gods, for Jehovah did not come alone. There were others who came with him, the male gods, the female goddesses, and that they were actually all part of this group that had come from Mars. It is more that he found the greatest success in the Israelites, the Jewish race, that he finally became their supreme god of a chosen people. However, the god Jove was indeed the same entity or being, that same extraterrestrial Orion war lord that had come to this earth to claim power, to battle those who were here already, other Orion, or those who are also known as the Anunnaki, who already had a long history of power on this planet, control of this planet. It is from this battle that so many of the myths come, of the battle between the gods themselves. Similar myths exist in other ancient texts, that in India, the Veda texts, Vedic texts, also talk of the tremendous battle between the gods at the earlier times.
And now we have another question about the Christian concept of Trinity. Do you believe that there is one in Trinity?
That Trinity is a concept that is meant to relate that which is the Huna concept of three aspects of one being. That each and every human being is part of the Trinity of consciousness. That there is first that which is known as the low self, the subconscious. There is second the middle self, the id or the ego. There is that which is the high self, the spiritual aspect. That together all three parts create the unified being, that being the one essence or unity consciousness. That in the concept of Trinity as in Father, Son, Holy Ghost, that this is of course a development of the times that brought the masculine energy to the forefront. That earlier in a matriarchal society, it was the goddess, the daughter, and the Holy Spirit. But still, the concept is one and the same. That the Trinity is an expression of three aspects of finding unity in oneness, in the wholeness of one. That those ancient ones who practice Huna, those who are known as Kahunas, knew this to be so. And in their abilities to blend the three aspects of being, were able to do many miraculous things. There is also the entity historically known as Jesus the Christ, who himself understood the principles of Huna, who also blended the low self, middle self, high self, and was able to produce miracles through his knowledge of the unity of the One. And this is all part of that which is the Trinity.
And so you are saying that, say, like the goddess Diana with three faces, is that, did I hear you right, that is where the Christians got the concept of the Trinity?
That the Christians did not get it exactly from the Diana mythos of the three faces of Diana, that which has come to be known as the three faces of Eve, but that this is a concept that was available to those of esoteric background and training, and that it is through the Essenes who held this knowledge that this information came to finally rest with Christianity, who made it their priority, their domain, and that they claimed a total and complete ownership of the concept of the Trinity. They established a secular order where they had their own intermediaries, the Pope, the bishops, the cardinals, the priests, became dominions of those who had power, who wished to pervert that concept of the Trinity. They took it away from each and every ordinary individual and made it exclusive, a teaching only accessible through their ranks, through their servants. This took away this concept, which is a highly functional way of understanding one's participation in reality, how they can access their higher spiritual sources while being in a physical domain, and gave this to those who became the servants of those who had a vested interest in holding power. They used the truth but misdirected it. This is still the case today.
Do you believe that the Roman Empire and those families who were part of the Roman Empire still control the Roman Catholic Church?
That there is a strand of leaders, power brokers, those who still have the power. This awareness has often called them the elites, the powers that be, but they come under many names, the Illuminati, the Trilateralists, there are many descriptions of, these people, and that those who had power back in Rome are still the same families that hold power at this time. The power structure of ancient Rome became the 13 princes of northern Italy, and that these families went out throughout Europe becoming the royalty, the blue bloods of the royal families of Europe. That this went abroad after the expansion into the New World, and the royalty came to the New World, came to America. And this is why there has never been, for example, a president that does not have a lineage that connects them back to the royalty of Europe, the 13 principal families, and before that, the Roman families of power and prestige. This can go even further back in history if you wish to examine it.
I would. I would like to know how far back this group goes.
This group goes back to the origins of the extraterrestrial beings who came to this planet. It most definitely goes back in Phoenicia, in ancient Egypt, to Babylon, and even back to the legendary kingdom of Atlantis. That these power brokers started their quest for ultimate power thousands of years ago, and has been an uninterrupted quest to seek ultimate and complete power and control. That the planet has come to that final stage where this will finally play itself out to completion as the planet itself moves to that point known as ascension, where those who no longer wish to be involved in the psychodrama of the power brokers can finally move forward, ascend to a new level of consciousness.
And cosmic awareness, you ended that just perfectly because we have to go to break now. We are talking with cosmic awareness. If you've got your questions, get them ready. Call in, send them in, and we will be right back here on the Micro Effect Radio Network in just a moment.
Above the dark despair shines a light.
In just a few days, you can learn to douse like a pro. Dousing is the ability to detect hidden or buried water, metals, gemstones, or other objects without the use of scientific apparatus. Now you can learn to douse from the 1994 World Dousing Champion at douselikeapro.com. Although he currently specializes in locating petroleum, he has found a T-Rex dinosaur fossil, ancient ruins, water, and much more. Some dousers earn six figures helping people find what they want. You can too. For only $149 plus shipping and handling, order an 8-set instructional DVD pack with amazing live dousing tasks performed by this legendary dowser. For example, in DVD 2, he teaches you how to uncover gold, gems, and coins 90% faster than using a metal detector. If you aren't already there, go to douselikeapro.com and enhance your life skills and experiences as a professional dowser. Visit douselikeapro.com. That's D-O-W-S-E like a pro.
The time is now. As the walls are closing in on America, Republic Magazine is a beacon of light guiding those that fight for freedom and the restoration of America. Republic Magazine is the ultimate activist tool. Republic Magazine digs in deep to expose the lies and offers real solutions from the experts. No other publication in America offers the real news like Republic Magazine. Get copies to give to friends, family, and neighbors, or simply order a subscription for yourself at republicmagazine.tv. Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine, the ultimate resource for your fight against the New World Order. Claim your free digital copy now or order a print subscription online at www.republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv. Or call them toll-free at 800-873-1620. That's 1-800-873-1620.
One step into the light, one step away from from that. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your opened mind.
Welcome back. You are listening to Radio RMN this beautiful Monday here in California where we have sunshine and no rain, thank God. We've had so much that our hills are falling down. We are talking with Cosmic Awareness, and he just finished up beautifully right before the break, and I thank you. That was just magical the way you did that, Cosmic Awareness. And I have a question on a personal level from a reader, a listener. She says, I have detoxed from the years of insults to my body, such as vaccines, heavy metals, etc. I have become more in touch with my spiritual self, and I have a very strong sense that I have had past lives. However, I cannot recall, as you are able to do. Please ask Cosmic Awareness how I can retrieve knowledge of my past lives on my own. And so, Cosmic Awareness, do you have lessons on that, or do you have advice on that?
Indeed, there are ways of ascertaining past life information on one's own, that one must start to pay attention to such things as preferences and things that are strong to the person in their interests or in their tastes. For example, something as insignificant seemingly as one's favorite type of food will often indicate a lifetime spent in a region where there are positive memories of the life spent there, and the food is much involved in the memories of that time. They may not be memories that are accurate in the sense that they are not readily available. They may simply be a residual, such as this Chinese food is my favorite food, or Arabic food, or whatever it may be. This already begins to indicate that there is a reason why you enjoyed the food, that there may be that which is a past life memory. Another thing that one can do is to start to put out in their intent that they wish to experience memories of other lifetimes, that when one sits to meditate, that they can put out a thought, desire, intent that they retrieve information from another time. What makes this difficult, unfortunately, is that if information is provided, there is no way to validate this information, at least not to validate it readily. One may take the information and do research and may find there's validation. But what if the life that was revealed was a very insignificant life? How does one validate? One does not concern themselves here with validation. One simply is open to the thoughts and memories that are released. As one becomes more and more comfortable with this, one begins to realize that these are past life memories, and one must hold that there is validity simply because one has received the memories, the thoughts, the imaging or imagination of those lifetimes. This is the validity. Unfortunately, this is not what scientists would consider valid. That is why the individual must be prepared to take themselves beyond scientific proof, in that it is a subjective experience. this awareness can say as one refines their ability to tune in to past life information, that there will be more and more confirmation that comes through other sources that does start to validate what one is receiving. But if one puts up a block or a barrier that this information must be valid from the outset and provable, one is setting oneself up for failure, for this is harder to do. Also, this awareness would also introduce a concept that many do not work with, in the sense that when one considers past life, they think this is a linear process, that there was once a life in ancient Greece, followed by a life in Rome, followed by a medieval life, a Victorian life, a life in the 20th century, that it is a linear process. This awareness disputes this. All lives are happening simultaneously at the exact same time. What is needed is a way to adjust one's receptions of thoughts and memories so that one can tune into another life. This is similar to the concept of a radio that is playing and one is hearing one channel. One knows that if one tunes the channel, one can go to another channel, listen to another program. That program is playing at the exact same moment as the first program. It is simply on a different frequency, and one must adjust the frequencies to the new channel. Then one will receive that information. It is similar with that which is currently called past lives. This awareness prefers the term other lives, that one needs to adjust the channel and that the receptors to do this, the means by which this is done, is through that which is commonly called the imagination. Often the imagination is downplayed and denied, and the common thought is that it is only one's imagination. And yet, it is really the imaging of other realities, other possibilities, other timelines in a broad sense that is available through one's imagination. To deny that most wondrous of tools, the imagination, is to deny the acceptance that other lives may have been lived, or at least you have access to other lives that are part of the soul's experience. If one can get beyond these barriers and simply be open to what comes to one, one will begin to tune in to those events and circumstances of their lives that may indicate other lifetimes. One may learn how to meditate and allow the information to flow, and one may certainly have experience of past lives, other lives.
And the awareness, again, you've come to the perfect end. And when we come back, we've got Barbara in California. And so everyone go over to TalkStream Live and vote. I think I'm number 3 now, which is excellent for this time for our second hour. You're listening to Cosmic Awareness. He's answering our questions. If you've got questions, I'll give out the email address and the telephone number when we come back on the other side. We'll be right back here on the Micro Effect Radio Broadcast Network, and we are worldwide.
Close your eyes and look up in between your brows. Then
at Strider Rise, we believe that somewhere between vintage and the future resides bliss, and it can be experienced on one of our premium motorized bicycles. Our motorized bicycles are comfortable cruising on that remote back road over the weekend, or jetting across town on the way to work. And if you enjoy the rugged outdoor life, you'll love our all-terrain bikes with dirt-ripping tires and the power to get you across any field and deep into the woods. Every motorized bike we build has been designed from the ground up, customized just like you want. We have classic hot rod bikes, cruisers, choppers, and old-fashioned board trackers to start your new life aboard. What are you waiting for? Every day you wait is a day lost. StrideArise.com.
What if there was a technology that could assist you in breaking a lifetime of bad habits? Condense 10 years of spiritual growth into a few months rather than years. Would you do it? Would you feel like you are cheating? Change does not have to be difficult. The bioresonance technology is 20 years in the making, a culmination of Bill Kirkland's spiritual quest. Bill has created an electronic aid for mankind to make the next great leap to full consciousness. How? The bioresonance machine removes spirit of negativity based on the United Field theories of Burkhard Helm. Metron Calculus opens up access to the fifth and sixth dimension for health and personal power. Break through those glass ceilings and become a man of the ages with unlimited energy and spiritual power. Go to ascensionenergyprogram.com to find out more information or to sign up for your $35 trial month. Go to ascensionenergyprogram.com right now or call 307-200-4503.
The time is now. As the walls are closing in on America, Republic Magazine is a beacon of light guiding those that fight for freedom and the restoration of America. Republic Magazine is the ultimate activist tool. Republic Magazine digs in deep to expose the lies and offers real solutions from the experts. No other publication in America offers the real news like Republic Magazine. Get copies to give to friends, family, and neighbors, or simply order a subscription for yourself at republicmagazine.tv. Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine, the ultimate resource for your fight against the New World Order. Claim your free digital copy now or order a print subscription online at www.republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv. Or call them toll-free at 800-873-1620. That's 1-800-873-1620.
Orgon Clogbusters for weather modification. You can bring rain to arid climate and bring energetic balance to your local environment. Are you worried about roadblocks, economic collapse, and forced vaccinations? Orgon provides a blanket of energetic protection to your home and your persons. Orgon, the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter on the material planet. Coined by Dr. Wilhelm Reich, Orgon has been called by great mystics and philosophers Kai, Prana, or simply the Force. Why have I not heard of Orgon? Money and power, plain and simple. In these coming times of uncertainty, Orgon will provide you with the energy to make rational decisions in the face of calamity. Fortunes are made at the flood, and we are headed for the strongest test this nation has faced. Do you have the latest spiritual technologies available to assist you in creating a world of peace and power for the common man? Go to OrgonProducts.org. That's O-R-G-O-N-E-Products.org. Or call now, 307-200-4503.
One step into the light, one step away from night. It's the hardest step you're gonna take. The ship to take you there is waiting at the head of the stairs that lead up through your open mind.
And welcome, welcome back. This is Raylan, and we are talking with Cosmic Awareness, and he just has this incredible ability to end right before the break comes. I congratulate you on that, Cosmic Awareness. We have Barbara in California who wishes to ask you a question.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Welcome, Barbara.
Hi. Cosmic Awareness, you were talking about thousands of years ago, the 13 families or the powers that be were connected with aliens. Are there reptilian hybrids? Are they infiltrated into all the higher positions? Is that
That this is indeed so, that many of the leading families at this time and many of the leading power brokers most definitely either have connections with the higher placed individuals and families or are directly so connected.
Okay, and are they reptilian hybrids?
There is that which is the reptilian factor that the entity David Icke has written several books explaining the reptilian hybrid connection, those that he does indeed call shapeshifters. And they include the current Windsor family in England as well as the Bush family in the United States. One must always be careful and diligent in receiving such information, in that one is to always consider it to be so, but not to become over-paranoid about such information. It is one thing to know such information. It is another to live in panic and fear because of such information.
Okay. What would you say our path is as human beings on this planet, given the powers that be with their agenda for depopulation and all that? And I don't go into the fear. I look at this information. But what would you say our path is? Is it coming to a head between humanity and these powers that be?
It most certainly is coming to a crossing point, a fork in the road, where those who are here to develop spiritually will make a decision no longer to involve themselves in the power play and the melodramas that those who have power have brought onto this planet. The purpose for one's life ultimately is spiritual evolution, an awakening to one's deeper, truer, multidimensional nature, that one lives in a box of belief that define physical reality, the third-dimensional plane of existence. As one holds these to be the truths of one's existence, one is confined to those truths, to such a lifestyle, lifetime, that as one grows spiritually, one becomes aware of their greater purpose, their greater being. As one becomes aware of their multidimensionality, one begins to step beyond the confines of belief that dictate life on this third-dimensional reality. One escapes that interface of beliefs that govern life for the majority. That often puts one at odds with those who are close to them, those who are in their society. For as one sees things differently, one does not simply go with the masses. One is not necessarily willing to be one of the lemmings that is racing towards the edge of the cliff with the host of other lemmings. One takes themselves out of this blind charge towards the end of the cliff, stops, and asks why. This may bring discomfort to the individual in the sense that as one begins to question, one begins to separate oneself from those who surround them. And that unless there are others who also ask such question that the individual is connected to or has access to, it is often a very lonely journey. What is unique of these times is that more individuals are awakening to their deeper truths, to their spiritual truths, to the universal truths than has ever been so on this planet. There are more now who are ready to ascend to a new experience of reality than has ever been the case. In the past, the ascension process involved singular individuals who reached that high level of spiritual awareness. What is now occurring is that many are reaching a higher awareness level, and as they do so, they touch others. They energize this in others so that there is now a mass movement towards spiritual enlightenment and awareness. What is unfolding is that which is known as the 100th monkey principle, that there will be an X factor that is reached where that 100th individual who awakens will be the key that transmits this knowledge, this awareness to many who are ready to awaken, and an exponential growth curve will then be affected. This is all part of that which this awareness calls the spiritual evolutionary process. It is the singular task of each and every human being, although each and every human being is not at the same place in that process.
Thank you. That was excellent. Can I ask one more question?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. Are you familiar with ION, non-physical? It sounds like you were talking about ascended beings and going in groups. As I understand, ION is representing a group of ascended beings.
That this awareness is not familiar with this individual, but it does say that this individual has attained certain levels of awareness and knowledge himself and is, in a manner of speaking, a conduit for others to have a similar experience through him and through their own facilities.
Okay. We do have several interviews in our archives with ION, actually ION talking to all of us. His reality was very difficult for me to understand. I mean, you almost had to build a new earth and a new heaven to understand him. That was my feeling.
I heard him on James Martinez's show.
Yes, James and he were on my show many times. What were you going to say, Awareness?
That this is a valid alternative. It is not necessarily the alternative for each and every individual, but does hold sway for many who have a predisposition towards such belief systems. It is valid to the degree that one believes it is valid.
Well, that sounds good. Thank you so much for your questions, Barbara.
Thank you. All right, have a great day.
Great. I've got about 20 more questions, and so let's just start with them. I think we'll probably finish up about four of them in the 20 minutes that we've got left. Here's one. How do parallel world/lives fit in, such as, is Rumor Mill Radio only worldwide, or is it parallel worldwide? This isn't my question, but I'm adding to it. Is Rumor Mill News and are you going out over the radio in hundreds or thousands of millions of parallel universes?
That this may well be so, but what this awareness would rather express is that as one singular focus is placed in this particular line of thought and this particular stream of consciousness that defines this present reality, that this message is only going out in a manner of speaking in this timeline, in this world scenario. Saying this, there is paradox also involved, for at the same time, what is also true is that in many other parallel universes where there is a Rumor Mill News radio program, the message is also going out on those particular programs. It is not only coming from this point to those other parallel universes, for they have developed the connection separately and independently, but there is a crossover effect. There is a parallel effect that the two streams are hosting the consciousness that is this awareness. There are other parallel universes or streams that do not at this moment carry this program, for the program Rumor Mill News is not a reality in those parallel lines of existence and consciousness. So it is correct to say it is both singular to this world and this timeline, as well as to other parallel universes, parallel timelines at the same moment.
Interesting. I wonder what I look like in these parallel lifetimes or parallel worlds. Here's another question. What is the relation to one's higher self and cosmic awareness? And I've got three more questions from this person, so we'll just take them one at a time.
The first aspect of the answer to this is that one's higher self is that portion of one's own personal consciousness that exceeds the physical. It does not exist in the physical, although it is connected to the physical through the low self. The low self is the gatekeeper to that which is the high self. It is that which opens the gate that allows communication to the high self. That the middle self is the controller of the ship, the captain of the ship, and is directing the ship to ports or on the open seas. But it must be understood in this analogy that the captain of the ship, the middle self, does not have the higher tools or means by which to know where to head. The maps, the plans, the logbooks are all held by the high self. It is always attempting to communicate this information to guide the middle self to the destination. But as it must go through the low self, which can block communication sometimes, there is no sense of connection to the high self. When the low self is convinced or holds the importance of opening the gate and allowing information to flow, either through direction from the middle self or because it has developed to a degree where it allows such communication, then the information from that spiritual source of the entity or the being can be conveyed to the middle self. Therefore, the high self can be seen as the admiral in the crow's nest of the ship, trying to communicate to the captain on the bridge, but having to go through the engine room, which is the low self, which then feeds the message up into the bridge. When all three aspects work together, the ship will reach its destination.
Extraordinary. And now we go to Don in Washington, who is on the phone. Go ahead, Don.
Hi. I have a question.
Yes.
Given my present circumstances, how can I best accelerate my spiritual evolution at this time?
That this awareness would simply say to you that the best way of accelerating your spiritual evolution is by demanding that it be so and believing it is so. That when one puts out the intent and desire, the experiences and events necessary to accelerate your spiritual growth and development will present themselves to you. The real trick is believing these to be so when they present themselves. It would be equivalent to Moses calling to God for a sign, and when the bush begins to burn, that Moses stomps it out, thinking it is simply a fire, and then turns back to God and says, "Send me a sign." That the sign was sent, but it is not always perceived or understood. When one is asking for accelerated growth, this presents itself in opportunities, life opportunities. One may not always see them as opportunities, and therefore may ignore them and deny them. One must be open to the opportunities that are being presented, for they will accelerate one's growth. For example, if one is asking for spiritual awareness and then gets messages that are not in line with what one already believes, they may well reject these messages, not proceed with them. They have just missed an opportunity for acceleration, for spiritual unfolding, because they have been stuck in the box of beliefs that are already held. One must indeed be willing to let go of all pre-existing beliefs and conditions of belief, so that when one is presented the opportunities, the growth, the experiences, one truly embraces them and one truly accelerates their spiritual growth.
That's very helpful. Thank you. Bye.
Thank you, Don, for calling in. And I have another question for you. It's from a woman who says she's been recovering from an illness. I need to support myself. Should I look for the job? Look for a job in the field in which I have been working, or should I try something else, such as writing? If I return to work, will this work out for me? I seem to be one of the alien abduction / military re-abduction victims, and am fearful of trying to work again.
What this awareness immediately sees is that part of the illness, the dis-ease this individual is experiencing, is a direct result of her work. That she was involved in work that was not pleasing to her, was not nurturing, sustaining, indeed was toxic to her, was detrimental to her. That when the individual is in such a situation, they try to extract themselves. If they are not listening to their higher guidance, to their low self connection, to the high self, then often the low self will create situations that will remove the individual from the toxic situation. In this case, the low self created illness as a way of removing this individual from a job that did not satisfy or suit her. This awareness could not say that it would be the best solution to return back to the job. However, it is aware that the financial pressures are such that she does need to find work. Therefore, this awareness would recommend that she find an alternative to the last job that does provide income, but maybe look to a part-time job that would also provide her opportunity to do her writing, for it is seen that even though it may be more her actual task, her purpose to be a writer, at this particular moment, she may well need some source of income. Finding a part-time job that is nondescript but provides some monies may be for her a solution that allows her to start to invest time in her writing. The biggest thing this awareness would say is go within. Meditate on what your true heart's desires are. Follow those heart desires. Find the solutions. Know that there are other ways than just simply returning to a job that is destructive in nature. If you follow this, you will find that you are on the right path and that you are indeed achieving your heart's desires.
Awareness, I would like to ask my own question about this woman. Can you explain why she was abducted, either by aliens or military?
That this is indeed part of her life contract that stems back to agreements made in previous lifetimes, in other lifetimes. That while it is maintained by those extraterrestrials who come to her, this is a contract she must now follow because she made agreement to it once upon a time. It would be the equivalent of a child of 3 years old signing its signature to a contract that obligated that child to be of service to a master for the rest of his life. This would make no sense, as we hold that a child is not capable or competent of such long-term decisions. Simply because a focused personality in another lifetime made a contract with those beings that approaches the time strands does not mean it is a valid contract in this lifetime. What she needs to understand is that she senses and feels the contract is applicable in this lifetime and made agreement to have experiences until she could reach a point in this lifetime where she could reject the original contract as null and void, where she finds her power and her strength and finds that connection to her highest spiritual source that will intercede on her behalf, that will definitely protect her and lead her to freedom from alien intrusion. This is the purpose of this lifetime, not to simply be a victim to those extraterrestrial powers, those beings who proclaim themselves godlike with such power and such force that they cannot be denied. That which is greater, that power which is even more supreme, is the God within, the light and the love within. That this must be invoked now as the only principle that matters, the only principle that will govern this individual's life, that which she completely dedicates herself to. She must banish those forces that have controlled her, deluded her, and led her astray. She must reclaim her strength, her power, and she must find that reconnection with the light within her being, the light that she truly is. When she does this with force, strength, and conviction, there are no beings that can touch her, no beings that can force her. All that she really needs to do in the end is to simply say no.
That is absolutely wonderful. Now, when you were talking with the fellow that was on the line, you used the word demand, and that is a word that we're taught not to use, and I'm going to come back with this demand question right after the break. And we are talking with Cosmic Awareness. If you've got questions for Cosmic Awareness, you can call them in. I'll give the numbers out. Well, 208-935-0094, or write into radioquestion@mindspring.com. And we will be right back here on the Micro Effect Broadcast Network. And don't forget to go over to TalkStreamLive.com and vote. We'll be back.
We can share. Close your eyes and look up in between your brows. Then slowly breathing in, feel the life force streaming in.
What if there was a technology that could assist you in breaking a lifetime of bad habits? Condense 10 years of spiritual growth into a few months rather than years. Would you do it? Would you feel like you are cheating? Change does not have to be difficult. The bioresonance technology is 20 years in the making, a culmination of Bill Kirkland's spiritual quest. Bill has created an electronic aid for mankind to make the next great leap to full consciousness. How? The bioresonance machine removes fear of negativity based on the United Field theories of Burkhard Helm. Metron Calculus opens up access to the fifth and sixth dimension for health and personal power. Break through those glass ceilings and become a man of the ages with unlimited energy and spiritual power. Go to ascensionenergyprogram.com to find out more information or to sign up for your $35 trial month. Go to ascensionenergyprogram.com right now or call 307-200-4503.
At Strider Rise, we believe that somewhere between vintage and the future resides bliss, and it can be experienced on one of our premium motorized bicycles. Our motorized bicycles are comfortable cruising on that remote back road over the weekend, or jetting across town on the way to work. And if you enjoy the rugged outdoor life, you'll love our all-terrain bikes with dirt-ripping tires and the power to get you across any field and deep into the woods. Every motorized bike we build has been designed from the ground up, customized just like you want. We have classic hot rod bikes, cruisers, choppers, and old-fashioned board trackers to start your new life aboard. What are you waiting for? Every day you wait is a day lost. StriderRides.com.
The time is now. As the walls are closing in on America, Republic Magazine is a beacon of light guiding those that fight for freedom and the restoration of America. Republic Magazine is the ultimate activist tool. Republic Magazine digs in deep to expose the lies and offers real solutions from the experts. No other publication in America offers the real news like Republic Magazine. Get copies to give to friends, family, and neighbors, or simply order a subscription for yourself at republicmagazine.tv. Get informed and stay informed with Republic Magazine, the ultimate resource for your fight against the New World Order. Claim your free digital copy now or order a print subscription online at www.republicmagazine.tv. That's republicmagazine.tv. Or call them toll-free at 800-873-1620. That's 1-800-873-1620.